Welcome all, I'm Parker Butler, and this is the 14th week of the LibertyWingspan.com Politics Podcast. In this weekly podcast, I'll talk about some of the top political stories of the week and discuss my thoughts on those stories and more. If anyone would like to share their opinions or suggest a topic, you can email us at LibertyWingspanStaff@gmail.com. So first this week was the special election in Georgia, which was on Tuesday, which it really became sort of a proxy war between Trump and the Democrats. While there were over a dozen candidates, the main Democratic candidate needed 50% of the vote to win outright without a runoff. The polls showed the Democrat around 40%, so 50% was clearly a long shot. But surprisingly, he actually ended up with over 48% of the vote, just shy of an outright win. Of course, Trump claimed victory on Twitter, saying that a runoff election would mean a Republican win, as the Republicans would unite against the Democrat. But the fact that this district, which went for the Republican congressional candidate just last year by over 20 points, and is the former district of diehard Republican Newt Gingrich, is swinging so hard Democratic, is a testament to the anti-Trump fatigue that many areas of the country are currently undergoing. So next this week is really just an interesting thing that Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in response to the federal judge from the state of Hawaii issuing a temporary halt on the Muslim ban executive order. He said, quote, "I really am amazed that a judge sitting on an island in the Pacific Ocean can issue an order that stops the President of the United States from what appears to be clearly his statutory and constitutional power," end of quote. Personally, I am amazed that Jeff Sessions has both a vitriol and misunderstanding of how our federalist system works. Now, I know that while I disagree with Sessions on many issues, I assume that he understands how the court system and checks and balances work, and yet he questions the sovereignty and authority of a federal judge based on the geography of a state. Now, this is worrying, and to a larger point, it's incredible that Sessions can be so hypocritical to advocate state rights so vehemently on certain issues, but question the circuit court judge to determine the constitutionality of an executive order. The president is not a king. He is bound by the judicial system. Now, somewhat unrelated but important, Sessions is undermining state rights by pushing a criminal justice agenda that is borderline police state. He is undermining the sovereignty of a city to exercise authority over their own police force through declaring themselves sanctuary cities, and he's cracking down on non-issues like marijuana usage. Sessions' priorities are way out of whack, and his hypocrisy is remarkable. And given his history, I'd probably put him at the second worst Trump cabinet pick, just behind Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who has no qualifications whatsoever. Now, I talk a lot about national politics during this podcast because, let's face it, there's a lot to talk about. But oftentimes, national politics, while very interesting, is not the most important for everyday citizens. In fact, local politics is the most important level of politics and is the most likely to directly affect our lives. And public school students are especially vulnerable to decisions that local leaders make. Next week, an election will be held for the 4th and 5th seats of the Frisco ISD School Board. Now, there have notably been several elections in Frisco in the last 18 months or so, from the federal election in November to the TRE on teacher salaries. And when this occurs, voter turnout tends to decline, which is an effect known as voter burnout. So it's important, even if you can't vote, to encourage others to look into the three candidates for each council seat and to get out and vote. Because whether it's a presidential election or something as common as a school board election, a low voter turnout is a bad thing for democracy, and it's something we should not take for granted. Anyways, that's it for the political podcast this week. Again, if you'd like to send us your opinions or suggest a topic, you can email us at LibertyWingspanStaff@gmail.com. I'm Parker Butler, and thank you for listening.